Sherry Houston and I played Mae Skinner in Oh Doctor Meeting. Well, I was in Coronation Street at the time, and David Croft got in touch to talk to me about, I mean, I can't even believe David Croft got in touch, but about this pilot he was going to make called Oh Doctor Meeting. And I was just so excited. I mean, I can't tell you, just to meet David Croft was enough for me. I just thought both of them were, I mean, Jimmy Perry, both of them were iconic in my mind. And of course, I knew all the actors that had been in every single one of their shows. And I watched all their shows ever since they both started, you know, It Ain't Half Hot, all of them. So I got this call from Charles Garland, who was David's right-hand man, who I knew anyway. And he said, David would like to meet you. So in I go and meet David. And it's this pilot. Now, bear in mind, I was still on contract for Coronation Street. So David said he'd love me to do the pilot. And so I did it. We filmed and we did all the studio stuff. And then Coronation Street then said they wouldn't allow me to do the series. So I had to then go back to Charles and say, which was, I don't think went down very well with anybody, to be honest, because I think they thought that I'd got clearance. I thought I'd got clearance, but I didn't understand all the ins and outs of, you know, contracts, you know. But then I said, well, why did you let me do the pilot if you're not going to let me do the series? And they were obviously, you know, Coronation Street was first and I had to adhere to those rules. Sadly, I never did do the series and had to go back to Coronation Street. I mean, bear in mind, I absolutely loved Coronation Street and adored every second of my time there. But it was such a wonderful opportunity to work with David and Jimmy. And I just thought, oh God, that's lost now, because he must be so angry with me, he'll never employ me again. And I didn't work with him again, as it happens. Well, as a character, I worked a lot with Jeffrey Holland and Paul Shane, and both of them I loved anyway, and I still know Jeffrey Holland, of course. But Paul was very clever, very talented, amazing comedy timing. I mean, Heidi High to me was just, oh my God, I've watched them all again and again and again. And his comedy timing with Jeff, that double act, was fantastic. And I loved them both. And Paul was just such a sweet, lovely man. And, you know, we all were very sad when he died. And I was so thrilled that I got a chance to actually work with him. So I hope one day I might even work with Jeff Holland again, whenever we get our lives back. It was mostly in the studio, but we did do some filming on location, because they had to use a real Puff Puff engine, as I call it, you know, one of the old trains. So we did do some filming out with on the train, but mostly I was in the studio, I think, really. Well, the scenes for me were all, you know, I mean, I just loved every second of it. I remember being in the rehearsal room to what we call the Acton Hilton at the BBC, which is where we all used to rehearse. And I remember thinking, looking around and thinking, oh, this is fantastic. I'm, you know, with the company, the David Croft, Jimmy Perry company. And they were like a rep company, you know, who used them in everything. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I'll become one of them. Well, this is before I knew that, you know, I had to go back to Coronation Street because they wouldn't allow me to have the time off to do the series. And so every scene I relished, to be honest. So I didn't have a favourite scene. I just loved every second of it. And I loved the period. I mean, the Dr. Beeching time was really disastrous for, if we're looking in reality, for this country. But I love period pieces, and I loved the time and the period and the costumes and just being around, you know, a company of actors that have been together so long, just being around David Croft and Jimmy Perry, It was a lovely time for me, and I'm really grateful. I'm just very sad that it ended so quickly. You know, Richard, Jimmy, David, Jeremy Lloyd, they were all such prolific writers and so interesting, and so and they just, you know, just got on with it. Day to day, it's different. You know, things don't get commissioned like they did then. But, you know, I mean, and we all know the struggle that David and Jimmy had with getting Dad's Army on the telly. You know, the problems with that commission. We all know that. We've seen that story many times. But, of course, by this time, I mean, they could do no wrong. So all of them together as writers were just amazing. And they just could write, and they wrote for these characters. And they wrote, every character was so well defined and so well rounded. Every single character they ever wrote. And I was just, you know, I used to look around and think, wow, that character is, you know, when you look at all of them, Heidi Highs, Are You Being Served, all of them, you look at those characters and they're so well defined as characters. And of course, what they did was cast really well. So you had fantastic actors to create these characters, thinking of John Inman, you know. So I just got on with all of them. I was just so pleased to work with the writers. Well, the memories I have are more being in rehearsals, the rehearsal rooms, to be honest, because it was such fun. But I was so very, I suppose, in awe of David, that in rehearsal rooms, I used to watch him work, and I used to watch how he treated actors, which was, I mean, he treated them very well, and he got on with them very well, but he knew them very well, I guess. I was the newbie, you see. I was the new girl on the block. And so rehearsals to me were my favourite times, when I used to go in them. I used to go in hours earlier than I need to be in. And they used to sit, you know, at the side and just watch David work. And so to me, the rehearsals were very, very exciting. And I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe that. In fact, one night, David said, I'd like you to come for dinner with my family, my wife and everybody. And this has never gone out of my head. So we went to a restaurant and he said, you sit next to me. And I sat next to him. And he gave me a glass of wine, white wine. And we were chatting away. And I was so kind of, I don't know what it, I mean, I've always been quite naive, even at this old age. I'm still very naive, and I'm still in awe of people that I, you know, are so talented. And then I finished my glass of wine and he was chatting away. And for some reason, I don't quite know why, I said, do you think I could have another glass of wine? And he went, what? I said, can I have another glass of wine? He went, well, and I just thought, oh my God, this is really embarrassing. Why am I saying this? I don't even really want to. I was just trying to be part of the gang. And I just thought, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my life. And I have lots of silly memories like that, you know. And I remember on the night of the pilot, him coming to me and him just coming up and saying, all right. Okay. And I went, yes. And for some reason, that all right, okay, calmed me down. And I felt fine. I didn't feel nervous. And it was like a sort of father watching over you. And I don't mean that in an age way. I mean that in a caring, he actually cast you because he liked you and he thought you were good. And so that, you know, you were there to do the job he wanted you for. And it made you feel really good as an actor. It made you feel very confident, as if somebody really liked you, you know, and really thought you were good. And it instilled such confidence in me. So it's so sad I never worked with him again.